Well, you know, it's one of those games where one of the things that you're guarding against going into it is the fact that we played extremely well against these same guys the first time around, and so you're always cautious about being overconfident and assuming that it's going to come easily. And so we talked about that leading into the game, and to be honest with you, I didn't see anything that was concerning in terms of our preparation and our focus. So at the end of the day, you know, these things do happen. We've been on the other end of it where we've closed the gap considerably a second time playing a team, and at the end of the night, they made more plays than we did, and particularly they made plays early that gave them confidence, and you know, for our part, we weren't making those big plays at big moments to keep them off the scoreboard early, and then what happens is, it, you know, that gives them confidence, and pretty soon you're in a dogfight, which we had talked about that going into the game, and you got to give them a lot of credit for playing hard and competing and not laying down. You know, when they got beat handily the first time against us, they came back and fought very hard, and you know, that's what happened. We made too many mistakes and at critical moments, and then beyond that, just had, you know, most of the time throughout the night when it was a 50-50 type ball, they made that play and we didn't, and we ended up falling short.
Yeah, obviously, you know, the goal was to get to state or get to the section final to take on St. Thomas, to have a chance to get to state. Just kind of tell me your overall thoughts on how the team, you know, obviously you probably guys felt not great after that, but what were the team's overall mood after the game?
Well, mood after the game wasn't great. That's, you know, any season that unless you win the state championship, you're going to lose your last game and probably not going to feel too great about it that night, you know, or right after it. So certainly our mood wouldn't have been great that night, but, you know, it was acknowledge the fact that we fell short and tip our hat to the opponent, and you know, the next couple of days is what's more important, and it was good to get back and see our kids the next day and get back to some normalcy and see them rebound and be the resilient group that they are and that they have been all season. So the attitude and the mood now is, you know, we reflect back on a fun season, an exciting season, and time that we got to spend together that we all enjoyed, and so that's, you know, that's where we're at now, and that's what's most important. Certainly after the game, it was not a time to take a mood check, but you know, in the next couple of days, the kids bounce back.
Right. So moving on from Two Rivers specifically and looking back at the season as a whole, what really stood out to you on a positive side about this team that you had this year?
Just their fight and their resiliency. You know, it showed up in so many different ways. The Two Rivers game on Tuesday night being one of them, where, you know, we didn't start well early, and just like every other time throughout the season, when we didn't start well, our kids fought back and gave ourselves a chance. And in Tuesday night's game, we fought back and took the lead at one point in the second half after being down, you know, pretty big early. And that's kind of what the tail of the season was. You know, we started the year 1-3, and it would be easy to, you know, sulk and feel sorry for yourself and just kind of play the string out. But our kids didn't do that. They finished the second half 3-1 and bring themselves all the way back to 4-4 after starting 1-3. You go back to the South St. Paul game, don't play well early and fight and claw and find your way back into it and get in those back and forth games like we had against Crete, and our kids never quit, kept fighting. So they showed a great deal of resiliency throughout the year. You know, the other thing that stands out, even, you know, as tough as it was to lose on Tuesday, I had several people talking to me after the game the next day about how exciting that game was. And that was the other thing that stands out with our guys this year. They played an exciting brand of football. We had a lot of games that were nail biters back and forth. Got a chance to play an overtime game and find a way to win that. So a very resilient group that I think was a pretty exciting group to watch. And I know for me personally, was a fun group and an exciting group to work with.
So digging a little bit deeper on that, you know, we just talked about the season as a whole. Was there a specific moment from the season that really stands out to you in your mind?
I don't know if there's ever really one moment. You know, it's part of the fun, really. Every year is the process and the grind, as they call it, as you go through this whole thing together. And so there isn't generally one time or one day or one game that flips the switch or is that key moment, or at least, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. You certainly can go back, strange as it sounds, you can go back to the first time we played Two Rivers, and that's the first time, I think, where we really hit on all cylinders. And so that was exciting to see what it looks like when we put it all together and play complementary football with all three phases playing well. So that certainly was kind of a key moment for us, because it's always good, you know, when you're working with athletes, it's always good when you can have a game like that where you can see it in action and you can see yourself on film doing all these good things in all three phases. So that was a big moment for us. But beyond that, you know, like I said, you're just going through the process. You know, the game early against Apple Valley was a back and forth affair that our kids found a way to close it out in the second half. So that was big for us. South St. Paul was fighting through some adversity early and getting back, and then being in that high stress situation of overtime and finding a way to perform. So a lot of different moments along the way you look back at and kind of look at as big successes for our guys and a feather in our cap for the way they performed throughout the year.
And so my last question to you then is a two-part question. Part one is, what do you say to your seniors that are leaving you this year at the end of this? You know, what do you say to them as they move on to their next steps? And then the second part of that question is, it does sound like the schedules are going to change a little bit next year. You probably don't have any idea what it's going to be yet, but what are your thoughts on potentially seeing some new opponents next year?
Well, I'll go back. First question, what do you say to your seniors? The same thing that you say every year. It's thank you for the opportunity to work with them. Thank you for what they've given to the program for 4 years, sometimes more than that. And so that's no different this year. You work with a young man for 4 years, or he's in your program for 4 years. You ask him to volunteer and provide service. You ask them to fundraise for your program. You ask them to conduct themselves in a respectable manner. You ask them to hold themselves to a high standard. You ask them to work hard. You know, practice in football is not always an easy thing, and so, you know, there's so much that you ask of a young man when they're in your program, and when they do it for 4 years, and then you finally, you know, have to say goodbye to them and turn your attention forward to the next group. It's always a little bit bittersweet. And so you thank them for the opportunity to work with them, and thank them for everything that they gave to the program, and then beyond that, just tell them that you do anything you can for them going forward in the future to try to repay some of that for them should they ever need it. And this group is no different. There's some kids here that are pretty special, and some of them, again, I remember some of these guys at our youth camps, and so that's no different than any other year, and that's the message again this year for them. Regarding the schedule, it will change at least a little bit. There will be some parts of it that will probably stay the same just because of the way districts are set up and the way they do schedule in football. You know, part of it is dependent too upon what the sectioning does. So every 2 years they relook at sections, and every 2 years they relook at districts and scheduling. And so this is the year where that will happen. That all really takes place late spring, so we won't really have any insight into what our schedule is going to look like until probably May or around that time. But we kind of understand the process, and we do understand that, you know, our section is likely to stay pretty close to what it is. So that means, you know, probably half of our schedule is going to stay what it is, and then, you know, as far as the other half, you might get a few of the same teams and you might get a couple different. But I think one thing that's exciting for us and probably won't change is we play a very very challenging 5A schedule, and we certainly had that this year with the teams that we played, and I don't think that will be any different next year. It's always kind of fun to change it up a little bit. There's some truth to that for sure, and it could mean that we get a chance to play a few teams that we maybe didn't play here for a few years, but we've played them in the past, or maybe they're in our sport conference and we just haven't seen them for a couple years in football. So always exciting when those schedules come out and you can see it for the first time. And then, you know, just in terms of not only who it is, but what does the structure of the schedule look like in terms of your home versus your away and things like that. So it is kind of exciting and kind of fun when those things happen. And again, it's a two-year cycle, so this spring will be one of those years where we get a chance to see something different, and we'll be excited to go.
Awesome. Well, we thank you so much for all the time you've put in for us this season, Coach Strain, and we very much appreciate it, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Trey.